Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order. It's 7 PM. And I'm using the right of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Everybody read the minutes? I thought they looked pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't see anything. I make the motion we approve the minutes.
Motion we approve the minutes for the April 16th, 2025 meeting, seconded by Misty. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, passes. Everybody get a chance to get the bills.
Make the motion we pay the bills?
Second.
Motion is seconded that we pay the bills. We roll call vote. Misty?
Yes.
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 Motion carries. Let's move right on. We're doing good, aren't we? Mayor's not here, so we're not gonna talk about anything again. Just kidding.
Oh, man, I already crossed out.
The dumpster and the burn pile, I guess we found out today, we got the dumpster back up there. And I thought Rick did a pretty good job putting that together, if anybody's wanna look at it.
That's nice.
It was really fun to dig too. You know that ground looks like it's just rocky. I went down by feet and never hit a rock. And if you look at those washes, I think the old timers were packing that sand out of there. It wasn't getting washed out. Because they're not natural. They're really slow to cut.
Really?
And I think they were probably taking out.
That is hard. Sand so pretty.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I couldn't believe it. I hit one band about that thick of rock, and then went down another 2 feet, and never hit another.
Nice.
When I was this deep.
Where are they, please?
Yeah, no kidding.
Where we built a new burn pit, up by the cemetery.
Oh, the cemetery.
Okay.
Into the cemetery.
You just go right straight through, and we opened up the west fence. We'll get a gate on that and get it. And also, we got power there, so we can lock it up. We'll talk about that later. Then we already had the CVGG vote on the hearing?
If there was anything we had to vote on.
Oh, okay. And we go with you, Kim. You're up.
Chris gave everybody a copy of the proposed budget for 2026. I've looked through it. I think it looks really good.
You two need to do a hearing after that.
Yeah.
Now we can do the next.
So next month will be a hearing?
Mm-hmm. Everything is moving forward with our celebration. Still a few volunteers that I need, but it's coming together. Annie's doing an amazing job. She's recruiting everybody. Every food truck, every vendor, she's doing a great job.
Cool.
I need to get a couple more people for your parade too.
Good. What are your dates?
July 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Yeah, you can make that the headline?
I like that idea.
I know.
Every day.
Pioneer Days?
Pioneer Days. Yeah, that's what it's always been.
Bingo is next week. Craft night is the week after. If anybody is interested in hosting the craft night, I still haven't found anybody. That's about it.
Thank you, Kim. Misty.
I might have some names to submit for planning zoning commission members.
Awesome.
Tara Payne, Josh Gardner, Charlene Christiansen, Laurel Kilpeck, and Josh Clark. I have asked one other individual. I'd like with me to have an odd number, so I'd still entertain one more if anybody has any ideas. Or anybody here wants to volunteer.
What is involved in it?
So the first thing that we will do, as far as I can tell, every 5 years the town needs to at least revisit their general plan and adopt a general plan. The last one was done, and I'm not sure it was formally adopted, in 2011. That's one we've just been going off of. The general plan guides the goals of the town, basically. And you start with a general plan and then move to zoning ordinances. So that dictates like your zoning map and where you want to see the growth development, where you envision and removing in the next year, next 5 years. It will also include our water budget, water study that's being done.
So this committee does all this together?
Mm-hmm.
I would volunteer.
Love to have you. Perfect. And I haven't picked a night or anything. I just finally got everybody to agree to it today. So what's your phone number?
673.
Maybe you don't want to say that out loud.
It's 801-673-6391.
Perfect. Okay, I'll be in touch.
Okay.
It's okay. And that's where we'll start, is with a general plan. I've been looking through a lot of the other towns and cities in the county. Huntington has a really short, concise, perfect, for them, general plan that's 30 pages, 28 pages. Some of the other towns, I haven't got back. Castledale's, they just redid one, and so I'd like to see that. They were gonna get me the brand new one, and then But Barron's general plan is 230 pages, and I went, oh heck no, we don't need that. we don't have that many directions to grow. So I think we'll look at Huntington pretty closely and see where we can adapt. Make some goals where we want to see. Josh is really interested in the BLM land, and that kind of, he has to be on it for those purposes. Should be good. All right, that's all.
Thank you, Misty.
The plants have all been ordered for the planters. We've also invested in some new shrubbery for the strip out in front of City Hall instead of the weeds. Yeah. They were decorative weeds.
I don't know this.
Yeah. As far as the Pioneer Church goes, they should start on the siding this week.
People were there today.
Okay. So they probably dropped off their supplies today. They'll start with the siding this week, and they will pull away all of the debris and the old siding. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Melissa. I do have one thing. We got to start thinking about the last special service district meeting. Jacob just asked if we would go back and talk to our counselors about maybe contributing a little bit more of our BNC road money every year. How it works is we contribute 50% of our BNC road money until it's our turn for chip seal, then we give them all of our money for that year. And it went up so bad last year, they usually combined Cleveland and Elmo and did it, and the money that they put in would only do one town, so we had to do the Kenmore where we did Cleveland or Elmo last year, and then we're doing Cleveland or Elmo this year, so we had to split it up. So what Jacob was kind of thinking was, right now we contribute 15%, and he was thinking maybe if we could think about 20 to 25, and then as usual when it's our turn we have to contribute all of it that year. But if you guys think about it, then we can talk about it next month or whatever. Not a big hurry.
Yeah, that's probably something for our budget hearing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we also approved another outside water connection. I write all of those down.
Good.
I do. It's good to have those. Animal control. The last 2 months, I've killed two bats that have been roosting outside on a wall. That's not normal.
Yeah,
keep your eyes out for bats.
Yeah, Heather down the post office showed me the one down there.
I had to kill it.
He's like, oh, it was weird.
Yeah, and if you see a nocturnal animal in a place like that, they're sick. Usually. Sometimes a young one will get lost. But you know animals. Nocturnal, it's not right.
You don't see them.
Yeah, we pulled a tote bag out of the dome in there, one of the big domes, and it's totally light in there. That's not a place for a bat. And there was a bat sitting on one of them. So we got to be kind of watching. Make sure you got your dogs and cats up on their rabies. Make sure. Okay, that's all I had. Jimmy.
Hey. First, Eastern pushback ceremony went really well. The kids really seemed to enjoy it. And then, of course, with Annie and Chris as well, we had all the egg stuffing, and then Annie picked up a bunch of more stuff for next year. So it was a really good time. All the kids seem to really have a good time with pushing the truck, and the Easter Bunny was out there, and he made a good show of it. Then we had regional fire school, which of course I don't know if you heard, but Kyla of course always goes as hard as she can, and she ended up biting the side of a steel container during jumping out of a RIT window during training and busted off one of her teeth.
Ow.
She went and got a picture today, but yeah, she actually has the picture where you can see where she bit the side of the container and she chipped off all the paint. She was really concerned when she got up because she was spitting stuff out of her mouth that it was all a tooth. And
yeah.
She thought she shattered all of her teeth in front of her face. It wasn't a good day. But everything else went great for that one. There were forcible entry and RIT, hazmat decon, which is a big one nowadays. Last weekend, we did the DNR Engine Academy. That was a 2-day training in Price. That was a good time, too. That was all the FI-110 field investigator, basically teaching firefighters and first responders how not to destroy a scene when we go into it. Hose draggers, we just blow water and everything. then we have, I've got a $5,600 reimbursement from the county. So that's for truck equipment. So I should be getting a quote back from Western Power Supply in the next couple of days. And then I want permission to spend the $5,600, and then Chris will send it to the county. County will then reimburse. On top of that, I got Lantis Fireworks called.
Yeah.
Wanted to know what we were doing there. Talked to Jack, and he said that you guys would make a decision soon so that we could either tell him to order or how much we had or what was happening there.
Let's talk after.
Okay.
I need to get with Annie to see what checks have come in, what donations have come in, and then we can make a decision on that.
Cool.
Maybe we can actually make sure.
And that's all I have.
The budget for next year.
Thank you, Chief. Anybody got any old business? And I don't know what this says under open agenda, business license being open.
We were just researching that.
Oh, okay.
I did.
It's about the home-based businesses, whether they do or not.
So technically, you cannot. There is a state thing that's...
You can't charge for a home business.
You cannot.
The state has...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so
okay.
You just can't charge them, but I can give them one.
So they can come in and get a business license, but you can't charge them.
Yeah, they have a business license to get that business in town, but we just can't charge for it.
Not a home base.
That makes sense. Everybody like that idea? I like that idea.
Not a home base, you have to live in the home that you work out of.
Right.
You can't just have...
Okay. Let's have a motion about something.
I make the motion we adjourn.
Ooh, awesome.
No, you don't want to ever open business.
Oh, you have to do open business.
Some
new
business.
Oh,
questions.
We have
new
business.
Oh, dear.
I didn't come here just to... No, well, we both do. Me and Wendy want, well, I'm sure Glennis and Alice, we all do. That cemetery is crap.
Yeah, it's not looking
good. No, it is
right.
Not.
He's been... fighting with a lot of broken things in under the digging up and fixing them, so We're getting screened. It's still pretty early in the year, too.
You got Memorial Day.
You got Memorial Day coming up.
Oh, I know, it's coming.
And you're going to have people coming and calling because they pay for it, and it looks like shit.
And it's hard as a rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had, did we go to the cemetery? It was like shit.
It does.
So yeah. Does the rest area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's some spots that the sprinklers aren't getting.
Somebody asked me also about the lawn by the Emory Telecom building.
That one is a massive. He has to dig it completely up.
So he needs help now. So we've got to get that posted.
No, I think so.
Go ahead and post it. Come on.
Like, yeah, because I see the sprinklers come on at the park. I don't know if he checks them. They're just barely.
Yeah, they're not.
At night, they're just barely coming out. But I just thought, well,
maybe they got the same plugged up problem that he's had.
They probably have, yeah. Yeah. But lots of issues this year.
Yeah, I had to fight again this spring. I had to pull all my taps and shut off my secondary, then pull my taps and turn it on.
Well, I did it twice now.
We kind of knew that was going to happen. I mean, we had a really hard choice to make that year. Because if we'd shut off everybody's secondary in the middle of July, we'd hurt them. That would have been bad.
Well, I cleaned them twice myself, and I thought if I have to do it again, because Varian's laid up, Special Service District was going to get a mad woman because it was making me mad. I had to take all the taps off and everything.
Julie knows women are mad in every.
I know they are. I get mad. I
wonder if the Elders Forum would do a service project at the cemetery this week to get it so we have a week of watering.
I don't know. Can't get them to clean the church.
Okay, I didn't clean the church last week either, so I gotta say it worked.
Because I know the seniors, we got all the branches and everything cleaned up. But he's been fighting like that day.
We didn't have the seniors for very long.
Oh, they really did. He's been fighting.
Let's post for like even just for 3 days, just so that it's out there. Get it on the Facebook page. Get it at the library, and then close it and have somebody start Monday.
Yeah.
Okay. To get
it that time.
Well, we better post it to cover up.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, is he going to have help this summer?
That's what we're going to
Because that position hasn't been.
Oh, I didn't know when you did it.
Well, usually have a guy for about.
By April.
Before winter irrigation.
Mm-hmm. Before we turn it on.
He'll catch up once we get some help. Anything else?
I'll second that.
And then we say we adjourn this meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Counted the gavel.